About 6 weeks ago, one of our retired priests gave me a book written by Vince Hatt, who died several months ago. Vince served as a priest in our archdiocese for quite a few years, ended his service at the Franciscan Retreat House in La Crosse. And his book is called 5 Minutes Matter. It's a collection of reflections that Vince wrote over the past few years. And these short reflections are so rich and deep, you can only kind of read one at a time. This past week, I read one of them in which Vince spoke of his own struggles with pretty serious depression and what it is that helped him through that. And one of the things that helped him was he came to see that hope is not just having a different human perspective on things or a sense of optimism. That hope is actually a gift from God. In that reflection, he quotes Václav Havel, who was leader of a resistance against the Soviet occupation, then the first president of the Czech Republic. Havel says this: hope is a dimension of the soul. Hope is the ability to work for something because it is good, not because it stands to succeed. Hope is something we receive from elsewhere. Václav Havel saw a lot of adversity in his life, and yet he was a tremendously hopeful person. He was able to invest himself in something because it was good, not because it necessarily would succeed. I mean, that's the two ideas that speak to me is that, you know, hope does good because irrespective of success. You know, this last Thanksgiving, I went north 2 hours to be with two of our recently ordained priests, who are both Iowa State University graduates. We ate a lot, we watched football, and then we talked theology. I know it's a little weird, but that's what priests do when we get together. And one of the things we talked about that night was, what is it that keeps us going? Especially after we've tried something and it didn't work. What is it that keeps us going? What do we hope for in our ministry? And I says, I think that's really an important question, because otherwise it's easy to set ourselves up for disappointment and to even become cynical, as we sometimes see. And so I shared this quote with them. And I thought, you know, we do the good simply because it's good, not because it stands to succeed. Do the best we can and leave the results to God. It is His kingdom, not ours. And I went to bed that night thinking, that was a pretty good speech the old guy gave to the rookies. You know, these guys are both in their first years, first time as a pastor. It's just delightful to hear them share stories about all their first mistakes, you know. And so I always think that we need to be reminded of that. You do the good simply because it's good. You know, that also applies to parents, grandparents, teachers, medical professionals, anybody who's given their life really to service. Hope does good because it is good, regardless if it succeeds. And the second point that Havel made is that hope is received, not achieved. Isaiah, in that first reading, the prophet, he's a prophet of profound hope. The Lord gave him a vision to see deep into eternity, to see how everything ultimately ends. And in that first reading, we heard that famous line, that they will beat their swords into plowshares and never train for war again. Well, that's not our reality. And you know, it wasn't his reality either. Isaiah is writing while Jerusalem is being invaded. It's being attacked. And yet his vision reveals to us a time of peace. The war is not the final word in our world. The peace that comes from the Lord is. Advent is really not a season about waiting for Christmas. It is a season about waiting in hope. And hope is in short supply these days. And hope only comes from above. Notice how in our society, the further that our society moves away from God, the more hopelessness that pervades our lives and our society. Watch the news. Read the paper. The further we remove ourselves from God, the more hopelessness invades our lives. Václav Havel points out two points that I think are a good place to begin this Advent. Hope is received, not achieved. It is rooted in God's promises, not our abilities. And the second is that when we ask the question, what is it that keeps us going in a life of discipleship, especially when it becomes difficult? A hopeful person says, we strive to do the good, not because it stands to succeed, but simply because it is good. May this Advent season renew in us, the people of St. Pius X, the gift of hope.